Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our friend Dave the Computer Guy with Tex and the Berg with us this morning. David, it's good to have you here. Good morning. All right, I am not hearing Dave, the computer guy with Tex and the Berg. Are you there, Dave? We have a technical issue right here. Dave, the computer guy with Tex and the Berg, are you there?
Ted.
There you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I don't know what just happened there, but good morning.
I don't either. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
I could not hear you.
I don't know if anyone out in the audience could hear me.
No, there was nothing. There was nothing. That we've never had that problem before.
Wow, that's strange.
That was very strange. Well,
yeah, because we were just talking on the...
We were just talking before the show started. Wow, that was different. I was kind of need to get my bearings back. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, Fredericksburg, for the second time.
For the second time. That was very, very strange. We are lots to talk about this morning, but before we do that, before we get into some of the technical things, you've now been about a little over a month or so in your new location?
Yeah, we've been on Lafayette Boulevard for a few weeks now. We're still getting our bearings, so to speak, here, getting moved in and everything. We've got some of the signage up out front, finally. It takes a long time for permits and manufacturing and everything of the signs. But we're in here and just getting settled, and we just love our new place.
I'm sure especially with what you do, because I know your previous place downtown, you were pretty sandwiched in there, and to have some room and all has got to be for you and your staff has got to be everything is quite different, I'm sure.
That it's very, very helpful to have more space, but the parking is the big thing. Our old location was much bigger than it looked from the outside. It went way back, and we had a lot more space than it looked like. But with the parking on Caroline Street, that was tough. Now we got our own big private parking lot, and that makes things so much easier.
What's it like especially with what you do, to make the move? I'm sure it took a while to be able to move over what you moved over, and then to get everything set up. I've been involved one time with a radio station kind of move, and it's with equipment and everything. It can be pretty involved.
It's a nightmare. Moving in general, like when you move a house or even most businesses, are always very, very tough. Moving a tech support company, we had to buy again, because we can't be down. And so we rebuilt an infrastructure over here in our new location, and then shut down our systems at our old location, move that stuff over. So it cost a pretty penny to make this move, to make everything happen, to have continuity of service. But it's the only way you can do it. If, some tech support, some big high-tech companies have multiple locations all over. So if they move one location to another, it's no big deal. They have another location. When you're in a small town like Fredericksburg and you've got one large tech support company and you're moving that to another location, that is tough. And for 2 or 3 weeks, it was a nightmare, but we made it. A few nervous breakdowns and a lot of sleepless nights. We made it through and got everything functioning and working over here with no downtime. And so it was a happy day when we were finally over here.
I'm sure it was also the kind of situation, Dave, where you would probably wake up in the middle of the night and be thinking, oh, wait a minute, we got to make sure we do this, we got to do that.
Oh, yes. For 2 weeks, we were working 100-hour weeks.
Whew. Wow.
Yeah. Now, it was tough. It was tough. And this is the last time we're moving. This building's it for us. We're here until we're retired or dead, and that's it. We're not moving again.
Well, I hadn't thought about it, that you really can have downtime, that you have clients and you have things that you do, and that you have to be able to, you know, like you say, be, you know, you have to have a continual and kind of a, you know, around the clock kind of care for things.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes with an act of God, so to speak, we might be down for 30 minutes or something. If electric's down, if the internet's down, if there's, you know, just all the planets aligned a certain way, any business can be down for a little bit. But when you're planning a move, you can't go, well, okay, I want to be down for 2 or 3 or 4 days as we move everything. No, that's not an option. So, yeah, it was tough. I'm just so glad it's done. And everyone that's seen it is like, wow, this place is wonderful.
But and I guess, like you say, too, you got to make sure that you have the right kind of, you know, internet coming in, and that everything is up and running, so when you do make the move, that it's got to be seamless.
Oh, absolutely. Everything, our backup servers, our regular servers, everything had to be functioning over here and up and running before we shut everything down at our old location. And so there's two of most things we have now are two. We have two of most of everything we got.
Mm. Doing something like this, I would think in the future you'll be able to even offer when businesses are having to make a move or to transition to something. Just because you've done this, you've got some firsthand knowledge of this. You'll be able to provide clients with you know, just some insight on how to do it.
Well, we've done that many, many times. We've moved many law firms, accounting firms, et cetera, all over Fredericksburg to other locations. That we've been doing that for 15 years.
Yeah.
But moving a tech company, that's a little bit of a different animal, so to speak. And a law firm or an accounting firm, they can tell their clients, we're going to be down, we're moving this and that, and they can arrange things. With a tech company, you can't do that.
Yeah. Okay. So you're there, and your location on Lafayette Boulevard again is where?
505 Lafayette Boulevard. If you're driving down Lafayette, just look up for a big sign on the road. We're right next to Permatreat and Action Carpet.
And is it Permatreat? Somebody's got a Santa out right now, and you're right
that
near that.
That is, if you're looking at our building from Lafayette, that would be on our right. I reckon that is Christmas in July.
Yeah.
The Permatreat is running. That's pretty neat, though, seeing the Santa out there.
It is. And I figured it was Permatreat. I hadn't been by there. I'd seen it from a distance and thought, and I knew that I thought that was your general location. I'm going to come by and see you next week and look over the situation you have again. It's a 505 Lafayette Boulevard. It is. It's Tex in the Berg. And if you want to check them out online, texintheberg.com. Dave, the computer guy, here this morning. When we come back, this might be an interesting weather day for us, and we're going to talk about weather and the challenges that they can provide our computers and home and business systems. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EP Mobility, here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Dave the Computer Guy with us this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. I'm hoping you're there, Dave. I do this with fear and trembling now.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Okay. We can go forward. Hey, interesting last night. I got a story for you. I was working on a couple of things right before bed. I go to bed last night, and at 1 o'clock, I get woken up by this loud thunder and heavy rain. And then I realized I ought to go in and check and make sure that I don't have my computer plugged in. Of course I did, and thankfully nothing happened. But there was thunder nearby, and I did think of the fact that it's a good reminder, especially in these days, that you go to bed at night, make sure your computer is unplugged or safe from possible storms.
Yes, when you're not using it, if it's a laptop especially, because you can just unplug it very easily. And the PC, it's a little, depending on where it's placed, if it's in a cabinet or something, it's a little bit tougher. But if you're not using it, especially for any extended periods, just unplug it from the electricity. And there was, I remember hearing last night, it was about 1:30-ish at my house. Big thunder, and this morning everything is soaking wet. We obviously had a big rainstorm, but this afternoon, not guaranteed, but there's a potential of really, really bad storms this afternoon.
Yeah, it's kind of shaping up that way. And you see, it's a kind of a hazy morning, and you can just see where you can just see the heat and humidity will build during the day, and we'll see. Hopefully we miss it, but computers, you don't want to take a chance. A few years ago, I'd left mine near a window, and the rain had come in and affected affected my power supply, and that did something to. I mean, a lot of bad things can happen with computers and weather.
Weather definitely is a big factor in the spring and summer, and even in the fall. The thunderstorms, they can play havoc with electronics, not just computers, but everything electronic, TVs, just everything. And every time there is a big thunderstorm around downtown Fredericksburg, we get calls. Something is going on somewhere. Someone's internet's down. As someone has something that's fried. It happens every single time.
What's the best way to protect things?
Unplug them. Yeah. That is the only surefire way of protecting things. You can have stuff plugged in and have your TV and PC and laptop plugged into surge protectors. They help. But if there is a lightning strike nearby and that makes it into your house, all bets are off. I've seen it firsthand. I've had a server room a long time ago in my house that lightning got in and fried everything in that particular room, but the rest of the house was fine. And we had $1,200 surge protector hooked up to the servers. It melted everything. And so with lightning, all bets are off.
I know we've over the years have had some bad storms, and in the radio station, you know, a lot of times we've had several different things along the line to try to protect our equipment, and it's certain storms that'll come through and just go through everything, and it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, with lightning, there is no protection. You can have uninterrupted power backups, surge protectors. And everything, it doesn't matter if you get a direct lightning strike.
You were telling me about a storm just a couple of days ago in South Stafford that did some damage that I hadn't heard about.
Yes, this was a really bad storm. It was mostly east of Fredericksburg. It hit southern Stafford and parts of southern Maryland. It was a bad storm, and it was just on the radar. It was a big red blob. And we did have several calls after that storm went through of electronics being fried and internet down and things of that nature. But that was a really bad storm. And today is a little bit of an unusual day. There's actually a tornado risk and hail and high winds. But then again, it's possible today with this type of setup in the atmosphere, we might not get nothing. But you have to be on guard on it today, a day like today.
Yeah, no, these are the kind of days. And like you say, it's a good practice anyway when you're not using your computer to unplug it and do those kinds of things just because of the things like surges. But boy, the storm system can come through, and the weather can cost you a lot of money if you're not careful.
Absolutely, and actually, we had a longtime customer of ours. The other day during that this thunderstorm, actually it wasn't this thunderstorm. This storm was a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He was doing backups of family photos, and I guess he had like 10 years of family photos on his computer, and he was doing a manual backup to an external hard drive of these photos. When the thunderstorm hit, knocked his computer out and zapped everything.
Ah.
And so, yeah, that was really, really bad luck. Sometimes, you know, things work out like that where, you know, you're trying to do the right thing. You're trying to do a backup, but Mother Nature comes and gets you right while you're doing it.
Ah, I know how that feels because you lose stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to get everything back, but that was a tough thing.
Yeah, and again, a good reminder for backups too, just because you never know whether it's going to be a storm or a surge or something.
Yes, and have more than one backup. Have a backup on site. Have another backup that's either in the cloud or unhooked from everything electrical. Maybe just put in a closet or a dresser drawer an external hard drive that has everything on it. So if there is some type of electric surge or lightning strike, it doesn't zap that too, being hooked up to the computer.
Yeah, no, and you never know sometimes because I've had things sometimes on external drives, and you go back to get them, and something has happened, and something's corrupted, and that's it. There's nothing you can do.
I've seen that many times with businesses, especially. We'd be called in, somebody would recommend us to some business that's having trouble. We would go there, and their server was crashing. They're like, we're not worried, but we know we have backups. I was like, when's the last time someone checked them? Well, we never check them. Well, I checked them, and the last 4 years of backups were there, basically. And so they lost 4 years of financial records. And that was a really, really tough day for that business.
I'll say. Dave, the computer guy here this morning with Tex in the Berg on News Talk 1230 WFVA. TexInTheBerg.com is their website. Hey, we're going to switch gears for just a second. The Fredericksburg Fair begins tomorrow, and you were telling me your wife has been a fair winner in past years.
Yes, she was very fortunate last year. She had she entered peanut butter cookies, and they were delicious. I was sort of a test guinea pig with these. She would make a batch, and I would say, okay, these are great. These are not good or whatever. It was a really, really tough job I had to.
Boy, you did.
Yes, and it was just so tough.
But she won because of you, because of your guidance.
Yes, but I tell her that. I'd like to tell her that. That is so funny. She did get a blue ribbon last year. This year, she's entering a chocolate cake. And there's two different competitions that she can enter. One is a chocolate competition. The other is, I think, a cake competition. I'm not sure which one she's going to enter. And we've got several other friends that are entering things in them. And I was a taste tester for this chocolate cake the past few weeks, and that was another really tough job.
I wish she had contacted me. This is I could help. I would volunteer. I would do this for no pay, Dave.
I tell you what, Ted, let me know next week or the next couple of weeks when you're coming in. I will bring you over a slice of cake.
Oh, yeah, no, I think you keep me in mind in future years too. I could be a consultant to your wife on this.
Yes, I will definitely keep you updated on that and keep you in the loop, and you can be a taste tester also.
Well, did you know, the Fredericksburg Fair is one of the oldest fairs in the country?
That's what my wife was telling me, and I had heard that somewhere a long time ago. It started the first one was 1738. But it wasn't a continuous thing. Apparently, there's years that the fair didn't happen, and so if you look it up, the oldest fair in the United States, it doesn't say the Fredericksburg Fair, but we were the first, and we just weren't continuous. But it's really neat. I think that this is right down the street off of Route 2 from downtown Fredericksburg, and it first started in 1738. That's pretty amazing.
And I think the very first fair was kind of in your neighborhood where you're at right now. It was located over near Sunken Road, and then in that area was where the fairgrounds initially were.
Yes, and it's moved a few different times over the last couple hundred years around Fredericksburg, and now it's on Route 2,
yeah.
2 and 17. That's a pretty good, pretty easy to get to location where it is now. But we were talking during the break about some of the people that have been at the fair and performed there, and I was telling Ted that looking up some trivia, in the 1960s, Tammy Wynette sang at the Fredericksburg Fair and brought along her new husband, George Jones. And right when I saw that, I was like, oh, my, this is something. Tammy Wynette and George Jones at the Fredericksburg Fair.
Mm. In Fredericksburg, amazing.
Yes, and two of the biggest, at the time they weren't, but they became two of the biggest country stars in the world. You know, singing at the Fredericksburg Fair, that is something.
Oh, it is. It is. Any other trivia you've got from the fair?
Yes. One other thing we were talking about is the Miss America 2010 is the former 2005 Miss Fredericksburg Fair. Carissa Cameron. And so we have a Miss America from Fredericksburg that was also Miss Fredericksburg Fair.
I remember that. That was a big deal. I think she was a Massaponics High School graduate, too.
That's a real big for Fredericksburg, to, one of our own, to be Miss America. That is something.
No, it is. Again, the Fredericksburg Fair starts tomorrow. It is a great event. I'm taking my wife tomorrow night to the Demolition Derby.
Oh, wow, that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's great.
I'm not sure. I want to go. I'm just not sure when, but I definitely want to check it out this year, and it's a lot of fun. It's so close, so convenient.
Yeah.
It's just a great time for family and friends, a real, real nice place to go to.
Yeah, and especially, like everything else, was not held last year. It will be nice to be back at the fairgrounds.
Oh gosh, people are going crazy waiting to get outside and get back, you know, some semblance of normalcy,
yeah,
and everything. But we still need to be safe. But wow, yeah, the people will be really enjoying themselves, I think, this year at the Fredericksburg Fair.
Windows 11 is on the verge. We're going to talk about that with Dave the Computer Guy and a couple of other things too this morning. Dave the Computer Guy with Tex in the Berg here this morning. They're at 505 Lafayette Boulevard, TexintheBerg.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Dave the Computer Guy, our guest this morning. He is with Tex in the Berg. They're at 505 Lafayette Boulevard downtown. TexintheBerg.com is the website and an easy way to see what they offer. What's your phone number there, Dave? I always forget to ask you.
540-371-2874.
Well, I should know that, actually, because I'm caught. That's the number I called you on. It's been that kind of a morning ever since it threw me when I greeted you, and we had technical problems at the beginning. 371-2874. How I didn't know that. That's like I call you on that every month. We talked a little bit about this last month, and as we inch forward to it, I guess we're gonna learn more and more about it. But Windows 11 is on the horizon.
Yes, Windows 11 is coming out. Actually, there is a preview download you can do to. It's sort of like a precursor to the final operating system. People can download if their computer or laptop, the PC or laptop, will handle it. If your PC is less than 5 or 6 years old, there's probably an 80% or 90% chance it will run Windows 11. If it's older than that, it's going to be a little bit more hit and miss. But there's a program, it's called the Windows Insider Program.
Uh-huh.
If you do a search on that and just sign up with that program, that will allow you to download the preview version of Windows 11 and test it. And it's a pretty neat, there's a lot of nice new features inside of Windows 11 that I think people are going to like. And it's pretty slick. They're making the user interface and everything a little bit more Mac-like almost. The corners are round, or slightly rounded on all the windows. It's just slicker and softer almost than what Windows 10 and Windows 7 were. And the start menu on the left-hand corner,
yeah,
and the taskbar in the bottom, everything's centered in the very middle of the bottom of the screen now with the Windows 11. You still can move it over to the left, but it comes centered in the screen, and some people might like it, some might not. Some of the other things that are different with it is one of the real, real big ones is that Android apps are going to be now downloadable, and you can install them directly on Windows 11. You don't need a Samsung Galaxy phone or anything like that to handle apps. And so people have been really, really waiting for this. Now any Android app that you have on your Android phone, you will be able to put on Windows 11.
Interesting. And so you've seen it a little bit?
Oh, yes. I have a couple of computers that I've been testing with it and everything. And actually, I have one sitting in front of me that I'm sort of toying around with, reinstalling stuff on. And it's very interesting. It's going to first come out on pre-built computers this fall. We might see them showing up at Best Buy or Staples or online. And then after that, it will come in as an update for Windows 10 users that have the latest versions and updates done on Windows 10, and their computers will handle Windows 11. That will be an upgrade option for free for them. And so just another thing to look forward to.
Okay, so let me just tell you, I mean, I hear you as you described all of this. I hate upgrades. I hate these kind of things because everything changes on me and it's going to just take forever for me. I'm dreading this.
No one likes change, Ted. We deal with it so much in business. We'll come in and upgrade a law firm or an accounting firm, and especially like when went from Windows 7 and, you know, moved up to a later operating system. You try to make it as similar as possible, but any changes people pick up on real fast. And they come in Monday morning and something looks different and it throws them off. And it takes a little time to get used to it because really very few people do like change like this. But I think once this happens and people are on 11, I think they'll like it. Internet Explorer is going away. That will not be part of it anymore. And they'll have Microsoft Edge, and you can put Google Chrome or Firefox on it.
Okay.
But that's one of the good things is finally Internet Explorer is being phased out.
Wow, that is big. I mean, that's been around forever.
Yes, yep, and it's not a good browser. It's not a very good web browser. Almost every single other browser is better than it. It is the worst browser right there.
Well, and there was, I mean, was it after 7? I mean, some of these changes sometimes, I mean, they've made some drastic changes. But you just, I always hate the changes because not only are you learning how to do things, but usually some of these versions just, it takes them a while to get everything all figured out.
Yes, yes. And some have done better than others. Vista was awful. Windows Vista was just, that was a nightmare. It was very poorly thought out and executed. It just had so many problems. Windows 7 was a good operating system. Windows 10 had some issues. They've been several updates and patches and fixes, and they've somewhat got that straightened out. But the moving from Windows 10 to Windows 11 is not going to be that big of a deal for most people.
Okay.
There's a big difference between Windows 7 and Windows 10. there's not going to be the look and feel is not going to be tremendously different from Windows 10 to Windows 11. And I think most people will, you know, be okay with it. It is adding a bunch of new features and everything, like the Android apps, built-in Microsoft Teams to the taskbar, things like that. But for me, it's Android apps is one of the real big things with Windows 11.
Okay, I'm going to pull out that audio there when you say it's not that big a deal. I'm going to loop it and keep playing it the first morning as I try to get to web pages and get the things that I need. And I'll keep saying, Dave told me I can do this.
Oh, no, I'll look out my window and I'll see people coming down the street with torches and
yes,
pitchforks.
Yes, I'll lead them. I will lead them. No, between things like this and there's, you know, Apple's always doing something, it seems like, on my phone to, you know, change this or that. So it's a challenge sometimes.
I was just thinking of something funny, Ted, not to interrupt you. I was going to tell my wife, you got to help me from these people with the pitchforks and and everything. They're coming after me, and she'll be like, I'm part of the mob.
Yes, So you think this will be sometime this fall when those of us who aren't in the techs in the Berg offices will start to see this?
Yes, you'll start seeing it on the store shelves this fall, probably October, November-ish, right around that time frame. Could be sooner, could be a little bit later. They don't have an exact date, but I'm thinking somewhere in October.
Well, and I guess this is also, and like you say, if you've got a real old computer, things are kind of up in the air, and it's a good reminder that there are times, and you always want to be looking ahead and sometimes upgrading some of these things.
Yes, I have a laptop. It's a Dell. It's an old Dell laptop. It's been a workhorse for me, and it's about 11 or 12 years old. It's not going to be upgradable, but I'm just going to keep it. Has Windows 10. It runs that just fine, so I'm just going to keep that.
Yeah.
But most of the newer computers, 5-6 years old and newer, will be able to handle it. If it's older than 5 or 6 years, it's going to be iffy.
Okay. I can remember downloading Windows 10 years ago, and I remember it took a while to do it, but you just kind of set it up and can walk away and come back later, and it's all there for you.
Yeah, it'll be the same with Windows 11. It's a big upgrade. It will take a considerable amount of time, but it will be just that. It'll start the upgrade. You come back later, and it's done.
I remember I was working on – or go ahead.
Oh, no, and you'll have a new desktop look and everything, and everyone will be like, oh, my gosh, this looks different. What do I do? Everyone will get used to it fairly quickly.
Okay. No, I remember at the time I was working on this big project, and I thought, well, I'll download the new program and do it on Windows 10. And that was a mistake because I still had work to do on it, and it took me forever to learn how to use it. So that was a lesson to learn from the last time.
Yes, we always tell people before an upgrade, especially like at any type of business office, or even if you're upgrading your personal laptop or PC, if you have work to get done, do it before you upgrade. Don't wait until after your upgrade to work on this project with a 2-day deadline or something that looming in front of you. Do it before the upgrade.
A lot of times, Dave, the computer guy here this morning from Tex in the Berg on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You always have tips for us on this or that or finding deals and all about browsing the internet safely. Boy, that becomes more and more important all the time. Just because if you don't have safety in mind, you really have the you open yourself up to the possibility of causing damage to your computer and exposing yourself.
It is so easy for it to happen, Ted. We've had so many people in lately with just that. They clicked on something or just did something they shouldn't have. Next thing they know, their computer's been hacked. One client had their bank accounts cleaned out. And it's really, really, it's very disturbing. I mean, it's one of the worst things that can happen without a family member dying. This is one of the worst things that can happen to a family because it can really affect them financially and just emotionally. It's a devastating thing. And there's a lot of different ways to keep yourself safe. And one of the big ones is don't click on links that lead you to other websites. If you know the name of a website you want to go to, type it in yourself. Don't click on links. These links, you know, they might take you to the correct location. They might not. They might open Pandora's box on your computer and lead you in down a path you don't want to be on.
And sometimes just you can tell that they're just by the web address itself if it's missing something.
Absolutely. If you hover your cursor over a link, it'll tell you where it's going to take you. And instead of Wells Fargo or BB&T or something, it might have another letter or character in it. And they're very slick. And the way they word things, you got to be really careful. And when you click on it, if it is a bogus site, the site itself can look just like an authentic site,
yeah,
except for the web address is different. And it's very dangerous. These cyber criminals are really slick, and they make a ton of money doing this kind of stuff.
Well, and you used to think, well, they're just targeting older people, but all of us can fall for this.
Anyone at a specific time, it can happen to anyone. Everyone's busy, and they're talking on the phone, they're multitasking on the computer, and talking to somebody else sitting next to them. And they click on something without thinking about it, and wow, that everything starts popping up on their computer, and that next thing you know, everything's encrypted and locked down, and they got any password stored on your computer, and it's scary.
When you run into a situation like that where things start popping up, because I have had that, is the best thing to do just unplug, you know, shut the computer right off as soon as you can?
Yes, if you think something has happened, if weird things are happening, you're getting pop-ups and your computer's infected, call this number.
Yeah.
And, you know, just strange things happening. Yes, just press in the power button, hold it in for 5 seconds, shut that computer off, and call us or call somebody with some expertise in this. And because they can't hurt it anymore when the computer's turned off. But if you leave, and we've had people call us and they say, yeah, I've been working on it all afternoon trying to get this thing to go away. Well, it's working on that computer also all afternoon and getting stuff and causing damage. And it can't do that if you turn the computer off.
And make sure you have you've got some kind of you've got programs on your computer to monitor this kind of thing and fight it. They're not perfect, but they'll help.
No, and one of the most important things I can impart on people is with bank accounts, with stock trading companies, E-Trade, etc. Anything doing with important data, with financial data, use two-factor authentication. That way, if something happens to your computer, the chances are that your finances are still going to be safe. If it's not two-factor authentication, they get into your computer and somehow get your password for whatever account, they can clean it out. But with two-factor authentication, it's much more difficult for them to do that. And so I can't tell everyone how important that is for all your bank accounts, stock trading companies, et cetera, put two-factor authentication on it. They all offer it.
Back to school laptop deals. We'll talk about that before we get out of here this morning. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Dave the Computer Guy with Tex in the Berg here this morning. TexintheBerg.com. 2424.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk. Ted Schubel.
Dave, the computer guy, here with Tex in the Berg this morning on the show. Before we get out of here, Dave, with school starting again, I know a lot of parents are out looking for laptop deals. Are there deals to be had?
Yes, and it's so strange for me that summer's winding down, and we're talking about kids going back to school. And I was looking on my Weather Channel app. The days are getting shorter fairly quickly now. We're losing a lot of daylight every day, and it's that time of year when, you know, people need to start thinking about back-to-school sales. And one big thing for kids it's huge now in school are Chromebooks. And we've had several people bring in Chromebooks with problems here and there lately, trying to get the kids ready for school. And I was looking around for good sales for Chromebooks. It would be good for students. And Best Buy has two Chromebooks that are just awesome deals. I'd never like to see a family spend like $600 or $700 on a Chromebook for their kids for school.
Yeah,
they're going to get these things get beat up, tossed around, dropped, and everything. And you spend as least amount of money for something that will actually do the job, because it's going to get all beat up, and it's not going to last. And so, but Best Buy has two. One is an HP 14-inch Chromebook. It has 32 gigs of memory, 4 gigs of memory, 32 gigs of storage. It's regularly $289 on sale for $150, and it's perfect for most middle school and high school students. It has USB ports on it if you want to add storage. It's absolutely perfect, and for $150. In a year or whatever, if it gets beat up, if something happens to it, it's a lot easier to be at $150 than $700. And there is one other laptop they have that interests me also. It's $200. It's regularly $320. It's another HP 14-inch touchscreen Chromebook, the same specs, but it's a touchscreen. But for $200, it's almost middle school and high school students would ever need. Doesn't break the bank, and they have a nice computer that they can do all the schoolwork on.
Dave, the computer guy with Tex in the Berg, texintheberg.com. They're at 505 Lafayette Boulevard. Check them out. Dave will take care of you, and Dave will take care of you. Great, great folks there. Again, 505 Lafayette Boulevard, texintheberg.com. Dave,
thanks,
great to talk to you. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you so much, Fredericksburg.
You by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.